as he is. Yeah, that's who you are. And I believe love is an action word. When I tell my wife that, she's expecting... Yeah, yeah. I don't know when I look out over the church and I think, well, we love God. And my Bible says they're going to know us on the outside of these walls by the way we do what? And if that's an action word, I don't know if you can love each other sitting down. Do you understand what I'm saying? Am I clear? Go ahead and greet each other in the name of Jesus. Love on each other. Take a few minutes and just, you know, welcome each other. It's good to be in the house of God. Amen. It's good to be full of the love of God and share it with our brothers and sisters. Amen. And welcome, my friend. There's nothing like that human touch, too. Amen. That touch of love, that hug of love, that greeting in the love of Jesus, that warm smile. Amen. Oh, we're so blessed to be with you this morning. It's good that we could come to the house of God and they had the heat on for us. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, there's some things we take for granted, but you know what? I've been in church services where I had to keep my coat on. I had to wear my long underwear before I got there. All right. I know some of you have probably been in some of those countries, but I just want to praise God for his faithfulness, and I think he spoiled us. Can you say amen? It's good to be spoiled. Glory to God. Amen. Yeah, don't complain about it. Just enjoy it. I was so blessed with Brother Brian yesterday and his ministry to us, and just so encouraged, and something that sparked my interest. He was sharing some testimonies of his family and about the word of the Lord came unto his wife, saying in situations in their lives. And I was over there worshiping the Lord, and if I can say the word of the Lord came unto me saying to this house, I'll ask you to, this has nothing to do with what I want to share with you today, but it has everything to do with it. If you have your Bibles, open it up to Psalm 115. Father, I thank you for your precious word, the manna of heaven. Lord God, that we live by this word. This word brings insight into our lives. It illuminates us. It quickens our understanding. It's quick, it's powerful, it's sharper. It divides asunder. It reveals our innermost thoughts. Lord, I ask you to take us in the depths of your thoughts today so that we would see clearly, hear properly, understand effectively, so that we can do that which you have called us to do individually and corporately as a church. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord said, give this to my people and ask them to spend some time on it. That's called meditating, if you understand what that means. I believe you do. Psalm 115, I'm going to start in verse 11. You that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Verse 12, the Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He'll bless the house of Aaron. Verse 13 is the one that stood out to me. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. Verse 14, the Lord shall increase you.